Number 122 from June 2016, Shaming Ourselves. Last week, I was preparing to make my monthly visits to shut-ins and nursing home members. I was going to refill my wine bottle and check the wafer supply so that I could offer Holy Communion to these members. I looked in the big box with all my church supplies in the back seat of my car, and I couldn't find my portable communion set. I must admit, there is a lot of stuff in that back seat to search through with bulletins, newsletters, Bibles, hymnals, disposable cups, and so forth. It kind of looks like a church office went there to die. I could not find the communion set. A moment of panic set in, and I searched again, but to no avail. Then I was mad at myself for doing something so careless. I figured I must have left the set at the last place I'd visit, but I still shouldn't have been that thoughtless. It wasn't just an inconvenience. That communion set has sentimental value because it was given to me by the women's circle at my first parish 37 years ago. The church has a spare communion set, so I prepared that one and felt a little better about the whole thing. But the next day, I was searching through my box of bulletins, and wouldn't you know it, there was my communion set hiding underneath the bulletins. I was thrilled to get it back safe and sound, but I couldn't help but think of how badly I had beat myself up over this one little thing. I had called myself careless and thoughtless and stupid, and then I found the set again and did a thorough enough search that I found it in its place and felt even more stupid. I had shamed myself. I had called myself names that I would never let another person call me, or anybody else for that matter. I had moved right on past the sense of doing something bad to declaring that I was bad. That's the difference between guilt and shame. Guilt is feeling badly about something I have done. Shame is feeling badly about who I am. Guilt is about doing, and shame is about being. Guilt is saying, I did wrong. Shame is saying, I am wrong, or there is something wrong with me. Guilt is saying that I made a mistake. Shame is saying, I am a mistake. Guilt and shame are something that every human being has to a greater or lesser degree. Remember when God asked Adam and Eve if they had disobeyed in the Garden of Eden? Adam said, we were naked, so we hid ourselves. God responded, who told you that you were naked? Did you eat of the fruit? There we see the shame right away. Where did you get the idea, the Lord said, that you literally, of your naked self, the way I created you, were not okay? There is no way we can avoid all guilt or all shame, but there is a great difference between having some guilt and shame and having crippling guilt and shame. The cure for guilt is something that the Christian church does very well, because the cure is confession and forgiveness. When we do something wrong, we need to confess that and hopefully receive forgiveness, and then the issue is resolved. We do confession and forgiveness every Sunday in our services as we start out. The cure for shame, however, is exposure, and we don't have the same helpful structures in the church to deal with this. When we feel ashamed, we believe we are bad and defective, and we hope that nobody will find out about our shame, because if they do, we'll feel even more ashamed. So we try to keep these things secret. Shame is something that starts out being dumped on us by other people by damaging things they say or do to us. All forms of abuse, whether physical, emotional, verbal, sexual, or spiritual, are shaming messages to the one abused. All forms of neglect are too. When we are young, we believe these shaming messages as if they were true, even if they were not. Then we start shaming ourselves sometimes, like I did. Shame is kind of like mushrooms. Mushrooms grow in dark, wet areas. For example, in western Pennsylvania, there are abandoned coal mines that are used as mushroom mines now. The Campbell Soup Company and others buy rotten hay and manure from local farmers and put it on the flats of mushrooms down in the dark, dank mines. And they can really grow mushrooms down there. Shame is like mushrooms. If you keep it in the dark and feed it crap, it will really grow. However, if you bring these flats up into the light and scrape the manure off them, they will die in about 3 days. Shame will die with exposure. When we share what has happened to us with people we trust, the shame dies. The Christian church calls people to repentance. That word means that we turn around and stop not only hurting others, but hurting ourselves. God has declared us to be free of sin and has pronounced us good. Guilt and shame are no match for that kind of imputed righteousness. Our God says, in effect, you are good because I say you are when linked to my Son. So I guess I have to stop calling myself those shaming names now.